Welcome to the Elevate Podcast.
Here we go!
Here we go! Here we go! Here we go!
Tonight we continue the D Factor series with a message by Pastor Jay called The Destiny Factor.
Podcast number 30, Destiny Podcast. Destiny, that was a blooper. What? Podcast number 30, Destiny Factor Podcast. Man, I'm good. I love to get it on the first try. My name is Juno Garcia. I'm coming to you live as Pastor Jay films me. And you know, you can probably sell that and put that on eBay and get a lot of money because I'm so handsome. Podcast number 30, I'm not even going to try because I keep on forgetting. It's
Destiny Factor Cast.
Yeah, there we go, buddy. We got some newbies on the podcast tonight. We got some first-timers.
Yes!
First-timers. Yay. First-timers. I love Woo-hoo. It. Sitting right in front of me at my 12 o'clock is, he plays guitar and he looks very handsome. Almost as handsome as I am. He's probably even more handsome. His name is Ness. Ness, would you like to say hello? There you go, buddy.
He's got this cool thing going. He's got like the mic propped up in front of him. He's like,
see, yes,
chilling.
I'm just exactly relaxed.
To Ness is left my probably about 1 o'clock, one between 2 o'clock,
3 o'clock, five, six, Miss 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Xenia.
Hello.
She worked. Oh, I didn't tell you to say hello. You messed up the introduction. Dude, she does our PowerPoint computer stuff. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
There you go.
Being perfect. Harsh tonight.
I know. What?
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to do the intro.
You're being a little mean
it's
tonight.
Like the boss.
Thank you, Shelley.
Could I finish the intro, please?
Okay, go ahead. Come on. We're going to slow him down here.
All right. Thank you. You know, I have ADD, so you can't distract me because then I'll veer
off. You have A through Z.
Hey. Dude, that was a good one. You got me good. Okay, sitting to my, 2 o'clock. Is in right next to Jasenia, her left, so people can get a vision of what's going on, is Miss Maritza. She oversees our media technology team. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Now, those three people that I have just introduced are first-timers. They've never been on the podcast. This is the first time, so if they stumble on their words, if they're a little goofy, I apologize. They're not as smooth as me.
They're not as great as you.
I
have one thing to say. You should have put Ness in between us, because right here, this is very
goofball city.
Oh man,
goofball city.
And they're talkers too, man. They're going all out on the
right first next
one.
To my right. My 3 o'clock is Miss Shelley Stokes.
And 3 o'clock.
What do you do? Administrative assistant, supervisor.
I'm the administrative director.
Yes, let's get this right, dude.
Man, would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Hey, he
hello.
Actually got one there right. Go. You must have told him.
I didn't tell him anything.
Hey, I can't. I apologize for being so good, man.
Okay, man, come on, finish this out.
Okay, well, if you would stop interrupting
the 8-minute introduction.
Mm-hmm.
8 minutes. We got a lot of people.
This is why it goes for 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Could I finish my intro, please?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, sitting now. You're blocking my. Now you're at my 12 o'clock because you just sat down. So we have.
I'm at your 11:30.
How many times have you
interrupted me?
How many times have you interrupted me, bro? I just want to know. How many times?
I've counted 6.
Thank you. Probably be 16 by the end of the night.
Okay.
Pastor Jay, would you like to say yellow?
Yellow and hello to all you out there in the podcast land.
Podcast land. Pastor Jay, what's going on, man? You're filming and you're talking.
I'm multitasking. I am taking pictures of the podcast because our
partner in crime, Rach, Miss Cullors, is sick.
She's
from what
very
I heard.
Very sick, and I miss
she's
her.
She's sick.
I was wondering. For real?
Yeah,
she had to go to the emergency room.
And so, out of respect.
True that.
There's not going to be any crickets tonight. Out of respect.
True that.
So, Rachel, if you're listening,
that's fair.
Out of respect, no crickets are going to be in your seat tonight.
Much love for Rachel.
Rachel, I miss you.
If we were outside, I would pour my little monster drink outside. I'll pour a little bit for my homie. But, you know, we're inside, so I'm not going to waste my monster drink.
Yeah, so tonight, this is the Decision Factor cast, and it's the Decision Factor cast because our message was called the Decision Factor, which we are continuing our...
And how many times did you just say Decision Factor?
Oh, I got one more coming.
Okay, go for it.
Decision Factor, where decisions determine our destiny. And so tonight we were talking...
Do we have a big idea?
Yeah, we got a big idea. And what we were doing is we've been coming along and we've been talking about the decisions. I got that all wrong. It's destiny factor.
Yes.
Destiny factor.
So what did I say?
I hope you said destiny factor.
She said destiny. She said destiny.
Did you say destiny?
I said the destiny factor.
Oh, great, because I'm the one screwed up here.
Way to go, champ.
So anyway, tonight was Destiny Factor.
Destiny Factor.
And we were talking about how...
You want me to start all over? Podcast number 30?
No,
you want me to
please.
Do the whole intro?
No. So we're talking about how decisions determine your destiny. Tonight was the Destiny Factor and how we've been talking about the factors that go into our decisions. And so our big idea tonight, Shelley's going to read it out for you guys.
Decisions have an end and can make or break you.
And that is why you have to keep your focus on your eternal destiny. One of the things we talked about tonight was how King David in the Old Testament, and Ness is like,
you're having a little trouble over there?
My mic keeps falling.
Yeah, see, thing is over, so... That's what happens when you're a newbie.
It's because Juno didn't give everybody else those privileges.
That's what happens when you're a newbie and you try to do things on your own way, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we've been talking about three things that...
I think you've said we've been talking about like 8 times.
Well, you keep interrupting me, so now I know what it's like for you.
There you go.
But we've been talking about...
and I want you to ask some of the newbies some questions so they can start talking and, you know, they can feel a part of it.
You don't want to get me talking.
Me either.
Okay.
Because we could go on forever. We'll just be like your 8-minute introduction there.
You go.
Yeah, I have to admit...
this will be their first and last time on the podcast. Thank you very much.
Jess and... Jessenia and Onesimo. That's Ness's actual name. I don't know if we wanted to say that on the air.
It's Onesimo.
Onesimo. But we call him Ness because it's easier for everybody. Because they can't pronounce it like I can.
Yeah, it's easier for
and
you
I actually,
white people.
And I actually know how he got that name. And where his name came from.
It's in the
because
Bible.
Because I'm cool like that.
Where does it
he
come
got
from?
It from the guy in the Bible named Onesimus. And his dad was looking
English
for
term.
Some people in That's in the Bible.
Term.
And he thought he would make it a little Spanish flavor to it. So he got Onesimo. Instead of Onesimusimo. That would have been really weird.
You are the whitest person I've ever met.
Yep. Thank you.
Sorry, brother.
I've taken enough pictures.
I know, dude. Put that away. Give me a break already.
So anyway, Onesimo, Ness, and Jessenia, Jess. I didn't want to say Ness and Jess because that was just weird.
Brother and sister.
They're brother and sister. And they, like Juno, were a part of our youth ministry in Kingsville that we had.
Like what?
Six years ago.
Well, technically, I was there for like
forever,
2 weeks, and then
Onesimo finally got old enough to get into our youth ministry, and then like 2 weeks later, I was gone. So, but God has a way of bringing things back to the right thing, right, Juno?
True that, brother.
It's called destiny.
Destiny.
It's called destiny, and if you keep focused on your destiny, things start working out.
Very true.
And so. Man, I'm talking a lot. So here's
I know, dude, for real.
And I noticed that thing was off all night and nobody paid attention to it.
I paid attention. I noticed it.
What thing? The building. Yeah.
Dude,
building.
You totally said something that no one is going to know what you're talking about.
Okay.
If you're going to say something, you got to point it out.
Okay.
This is like radio.
Okay, we have these.
You can't. It would be like if I just said, whoa, look at that, and then not say anything. Two, come on.
Okay, so we have these buildings, these little foam buildings on our stage, and they have lights around it. And all night long, one of them was off, and I just noticed. One of them was off, and I just noticed it. So,
are they foam or cardboard?
I have
that is AD.
I have A through M.
There you go, buddy.
Thank you. Anyway, destiny and decisions. We've been talking about values. how values play in our decision-making process. We've been talking about the things we're passionate about and how that plays into our decision-making process. And tonight we talked about destiny and how your destiny and keeping a focus on destiny plays a part in the decision-making process. So what are you guys' thoughts when it comes to destiny, and how has maybe destiny played a factor in keeping you either on track or at a point maybe you've been off track and it's helped you get back to kind of the right track? How's that played a factor in? I mean, because Ness, you're just a couple of years out of high school, right?
05, class of 05.
Yeah, so he's like 2 years now out of high school.
A class of one.
And so all through your high school, all through your high school. Hey, wait a minute. You were like a freshman when I was there. So
no.
You should have.
No.
I left in 01.
Eighth grade.
So he should have been there for 2 years with us. Right? Should have.
I don't know what you're asking me for. I'm not good with numbers. You look at me like if I'm going to like, yeah, that is correct. I don't know what you're talking about.
You graduated in 02.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was just looking down, and then I saw you looking at me, and I'm like, what? Proceed.
Okay. So how has you know, keeping, you know, a focus on you know, your eternal destiny kept you guys on the right track? How has it kept you on the right track? Tossing it out to all y'all.
You want me to answer?
Get them started.
Okay. Throughout my whole life, I think I've made some pretty good choices. And
there was that one time.
There was that one time where I needed the money, but we're not going to go into details about that.
I won't tell them.
I was just joking. Dude, everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. That was a joke. That was a joke. No, I mean, I came to know the Lord at the age of 4. And, you know, I'm very thankful that, you know, for some reason or another, you know, God impressed it upon my family and my heart, you know, and I got saved at a very early age, and I'm thankful for that. And another good decision that I think I didn't even make, but my parents made for me, is they put me in a Christian school in fifth grade. So, you know, getting saved at a very early age, coming to know Christ at the age of 4, and, you know, dodging all the pitfalls that normal public school, high school schoolers go through, I think was a great decision that my parents made for me, you know, and I'm very thankful for that I avoided a lot of that stuff. You know, not to say that public school, I got nothing against that, but, you know, just decisions that were made for me and choices that I've made have helped me dodge a lot of bullets that I know a lot of young people go through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is it my turn to talk?
Your turn. I looked at Onesimo here. Onesimo, how has you know, keeping that eternal focus or an eye on your destiny, or maybe what are some things you've thought along the way of destiny that have kept you on track?
Well, I was born in a Christian family, and then you know, Satan has his ways. You know, he lies, he deceives, he destroys. And for a while, he kind of like destroyed my family. But, you know, my true inspiration was, you know, my mother keeping the faith to keep us together. And, you know, by prayer alone, you know, I've been praying for the last, man, what, since I was 9, 10 years old. I'm going to be 21. And for like, that's what, 12 years now? You know, just praying and praying that one day the time will come that, you know, God will bring our family together. And that's why, you know, my dad was a big part of, you know, starting, you know, our private school, Christian Life Academy. You know, that was my part in, you know, to stay in there, to learn, to grow the knowledge of the Word. And, you know, pray to God. September of, you know, last year, you know, my parents, you know, put away aside what happened in the past and, you know, brought them back together.
Yeah, which has actually been great for me because I got to work with your dad when I was on staff there at at church there where we were all at. And so, you know, you guys' family has been somebody close, you know, it's been real close to me and over the years. And to see now things coming back, you know, to the right place is awesome. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Girls, throw it out to y'all, Shelly or Maritza or even Justinia over here. I know y'all said you don't want me to talk because I just keep on talking. But go ahead.
Okay, I kind of figured you're cueing me because I said that we'll keep on talking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, unlike Juno, Ness, and Justinia, I was not brought up in a Christian school. I was brought up in public school. My mom is real strong in her faith. My dad has just wandered on his own, and he believes he can do everything, but he's slowly getting to where he needs to be. But I was in those situations where I had the temptation. I had been strayed for a while. I strayed off my course for a while until my senior year. I actually got straight back into where I needed to be, and I'm thankful for everything that's happened because I've completed my college career. I'll graduate in December in 3.5 years, which is
awesome.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Which is all by the help of God, because without that, like, I would have not stayed off track.
I think that was a plug for
not
presence.
Not to mention.
Did you hear me? I think
married.
That was a plug for
yes.
presence.
For presence?
And I think that was another plug.
Oh, true that.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, continue.
What?
Yeah, Onesimo and Marisa are engaged.
February 16th. Oh, wait.
There
everyone's
you go.
Invited.
So, go ahead. We totally interrupted
you.
Do
I got to bring a gift?
It's right after my birthday.
Yeah, it's 2 days
oh,
after.
Oh, another
it's,
plug. Do you hear that?
It's
another plug.
It's 2 days after Jess's birthday.
I should get a gift.
So, if y'all are coming to the wedding, might as well bring a gift for Jess,
don't,
too, because that means...
Justinia's, am I right? February 14th.
Yes.
Valentine's
Day. Don't get her chocolates because she'll only eat, like, one out of the whole 25 that's in there.
Anyways. Look.
Okay, we're totally off track. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry. So, how has the destiny and, you know... played into
okay,
the decision.
Well, my senior year, I got back on track. I went to church. I did everything I wanted to do. I got fully involved with church. And then my freshman year in college, temptations came again. I strayed off. I had people. Juno, you're supposed to be listening, not
no.
making faces.
Okay, look. Since you're a newbie, this is what I was doing.
Yeah.
Look, listen.
Yeah, we got to explain.
I was telling Shelly, look, start thinking of something to say because you're probably next. That's all I was doing.
That's the host's job. He kind of cues everybody
that
you're coming up.
Don't worry, I'm making fun of you.
I'm listening.
I just thought, like, maybe I was boring you or something.
That's how we do it.
I'm on your way.
Like, you, I was going to start to cry.
As you become more involved, you'll understand.
Okay,
no more.
I'm listening.
All right, well, my freshman year in college, it ended up being I had my temptations again. I fell, and I strayed. But until all my friends, my Christian friends came, I realized with them I felt more as a whole. So destiny one way came back to me, and it brought me back to my path one way or another.
Awesome. Jess?
I would have to say probably the same thing about school, being brought up, like my brother said, in a Christian home, having a dad who was a pastor and showing us the way, I guess you could say. Destiny has a weird way of working because I never imagined that me and Nick would have gotten married, and that's a
me
plus.
Neither. Me neither.
That's a plus. Me and Nick were like this, and
yeah, it, like totally caught me out of the blue.
Totally
what?
Opposite people.
I said, "Say what?" That's what I said.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And. It's crazy how everything happened and where we're at now, and I just see how even through being married for 5 years and how he's brought us together and where Nick is and where I'm at, just how we are growing in the Lord, like, you know, more than ever, and we've become closer more than ever, and I just think that he has this great plan for both of us, and I just find that to be a good
awesome.
So,
you know,
awesome.
I mean, I think that's cool. You know, we've all said something, and, you know, I think we're going to throw it to Shelly here in a minute. But, you know, everyone here, I've noticed, you know, we've made choices and decisions, you know, like a couple years before we've seen the harvest, the you know, the aftermath of those choices.
Right.
So it's really true on one of the points that you made tonight that, you know, the choices that the young people make today, right now, later on in years, they're going to see the results, whether good or bad.
Right.
You know, because you'll get results either way. results are going to come by the choices you make. Right. Whether they're going to be good, whether they're going to be bad, is all up to the choices you make. So, I mean, it's cool the way everyone is here has said the decisions that they made, and you're seeing the product and the
But then you also have to, on that part, you have to see the people who make their mistakes as either they take it as an advantage or a disadvantage. Because if they see their mistake as a failure from the very beginning and they don't look, when they go back to it, they're still going to think of it as a failure. They're not going to learn from it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You want them to learn from their mistakes.
True that.
So.
True that. Miss Shelley, do you have anything to add on what is it? Destiny.
How has maybe you looking at your destiny kind of kept you on you know, a path for God? Or because I know you've kind of come through several churches, but yet you've yourself, I believe, have stayed in church all that time.
Right. I've been in church my whole life. I was raised in a Christian home, and so I've always known the decisions that I should make. So I always have made the right decisions, and so that's really helped me to stay on track and help me grow.
And just having that focus on God has kept you, you know, really along that path the whole time, right?
Right.
For me,
Pastor Jay, do you have any stories or like examples of choices you've made that have, you know, kind of destiny and decisions?
You know, I'm glad you asked that.
Yes.
Because for me, I'm really seeing destiny unfold right now because of the fact that three people in this room with us right now, they were a part of something that was started many years ago. And for me, it's cool to see the fruit, because the hard thing about youth ministry a lot of times is you don't see the fruit right then. And you know,
well, because it's amazing how, like, when you walk in here and you see the way the kids and, like, what's going on, and you think to yourself, oh my gosh, we were there at one point or
that
another.
That was me that right was, there, right?
You know, that was us at one point, and it's just
I'm
awesome to see that.
You're still a kid?
I'm still a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still a kid, too.
I'm not. I'm an old guy.
That is true.
But it's really neat because this is what I see is the fruit of me, you know, choosing destiny and choosing a destiny, because, you know, youth ministry is not an easy thing to do, and it's easy to quit along the way, and it's easy to give up, and to see, you know, you guys now serving God, you know, 5-6 years later after I've left, and there's another one of our guys that I said, When I found out this, I said, there's no way. I never would have pictured that. You know, another one of our guys, he's in youth ministry right now and in San Antonio doing that. And it's just neat to see, for me, the choice that I made to stay with this destiny and to see lives that, you know, things are still going in your lives. Because a lot of teenagers, you know, they quit when it's done. And we could probably go through a lot of the teens that were our core students and really still see that they're serving God. And to me, that's just a thing where that drives me, that eternal destiny of realizing that, you know, the differences I'm making today, they're going to start paying off down the road, you know, with these guys in here. And so that's what keeps me rolling with this whole destiny thing.
True that, man. That's very good. I think that's pretty good. We've talked for a while now,
right?
Do you want to
wrap
it up?
You can wrap it up for us.
Okay, I want to give you all a Junoism.
A Junoism.
Here's a Junoism before we leave, walking out, leaving the podcast. Let's all right. Check it out.
I want to add this before you do this, though.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna add this before you do this.
Before I say something?
Yes.
Okay, go.
I think tonight has been for me a good podcast. It's probably been halfway more serious than normal. And we've talked about some good things, so I really, you know, appreciate you guys being on the podcast with us. And this is one of my dreams, so it's just to let you know, it's all unfolding right before my eyes.
True that, man. Here we go. Junoism for tonight. Kind of kept it kind of serious, too. I got this one. I'll just read it the way I wrote it. Failure is one of life's most powerful teachers. How we handle our failures determines whether we're going to simply get by or press on in life. So I think that was so true, you know, when I read that little quote there and I added to it. But really, you know, it was like Maritza was saying, you know, how you handle your failures. Because it's, let's be honest, failures are going to come in life whether we like it or not. No one's perfect. And it's how you handle them, you know, on whether you're just going to struggle or you're actually going to press on through life. So signing off, I want to thank Ness, Jess, Maritza, Miss Stokes, for being on the podcast. This is podcast 30, Destiny Cast, Decision Cast.
Destiny Factor Cast.
I mess that up, so I really don't care.
And you said you were perfect.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Ness.
Adios, adios.
Jess.
Check you later.
Maritza.
Goodbye.
Stokes.
Bye.
Juno. Love you.
I'm out.
All right, we're out. Peace out, guys. How many of y'all have ever been in an elevator before? Pretty much everybody, right? That was a good one. That was a good one. Up and what? Up and down. All right, check it out. You get into the elevator, right? And then what makes it go up and down? What do you have to do? You have to push the buttons, right?
You gotta walk up together.
Well, check it out. Listen up, because this is a good one. Listen up. Please listen up. The friends that you have and the people that you surround yourself with are a lot like those elevator buttons. And this is why. Because the people who you surround yourself with, you become like. Now, I've said this many times before. When I was in high school, I had a buddy of mine, and we used to do stupid things. And we would always hang around each other, and if I would do something stupid, he would do something stupid. And if he did something stupid, then I would do something stupid. But we were best friends, and we mirrored each other because we hung out all the time. Those elevator buttons are going to take you up or they're going to take you down. And the people who you surround yourself with, those friends and that clique, they're either going to take you up or they're going to take you down. Your choice. And you need to evaluate who you hang out with, guys. That's all I got to say.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Podcast. For more information on Elevate, log on to www.myspace.com/ElevateYouthCC.